More than 50 armed policemen arrived at Kinyamkwakwa at 3 a.m. and they got into Zaira's home, reporting that they are searching for a missing GPS from Kinyamkwakwa. They are allegedly saying that it was stolen by one of the villagers from Kinyamkwakwa, from the company. And they were also claiming that there's missing machinery from Green Fuel that they were also searching for from various homes in Kinyamkwakwa. Three trucks, including two D4D trucks from Green Fuel, arrived at different homes in Kinyamkwakwa with all those police details who were alleging that they are searching for the missing GPS.
So did the police find anything of interest in their search?
The police found nothing, actually. They raided various homes, one of them being Mr. Mashara's home, Mr. Bibi's home, and other villagers. But what they were looking for, they didn't find it. They were threatening the villagers, you know. They were pointing guns and so forth, baton sticks, to the community members, saying that they should reveal where they have hidden all the GPS system of it. However, nothing was found. They had egg on their face because nothing was found.
Where does this leave the relationship between the community, Green Fuel Company, and the police?
You've noticed that already there's tension between the villagers, the police, and the Green Fuel Company. So what has happened now is that those cracks have been steadily widened because now the villagers, they're not happy with the process that was done by the police of just coming into their homes at 3 a.m.